Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
In spelling out three attitudes that pastors or elders should have in serving the Lord and His church, Peter touches on the matter of money in the second attitude. He says in the first place that pastors need to be willing to serve the Lord by compulsion, or not by compulsion rather, but willingly. And then secondly, he says not for dishonest gain, but eagerly. And from there he goes on thirdly to not as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock, which is to say that pastors are to serve humbly. And we'll be taking that one up on the broadcast today, but I still have a couple more things that I think it would be profitable to consider in regard to this matter of money. That's a touchy issue to so many people in our day. It's such an important matter. It really is. It is important. It's important biblically. We just need to make sure that in the way we view it as important, we're not viewing it with an importance that is beyond what the Scripture teaches. We've got to get the scriptural teaching firmly in mind. But it is a very important matter. And therefore, Peter takes it up. When pastors are serving churches, they need to be careful. Oh, they need to be so careful that they are not serving for dishonest gain. So thank you for joining me on this Wednesday, June 25, and many, many thanks to those whose financial gifts enable us to continue to teach God's Word on this station. Well, I left the broadcast yesterday giving really some personal advice to pastors. I think I've earned the right to do that, having now pastored for 41 years. And I can assure you that over those 41 years, I have run the gamut from barely adequate to comfortable in regard to my own financial situation. But I insist that pastors should always consider financial sacrifice a privilege in the service of Christ. I don't think pastors ought to make salary a serious consideration of where they serve. I can't say that it should be no consideration, but really, the real issue is, where does God want you? And wherever God wants you, it's God's responsibility to take care of you, and He has different ways of doing that. Sometimes He takes care of you by placing you in a church or a ministry where there is a very adequate salary. And for that, we thank the Lord. That eliminates one problem, one distraction, one temptation. Though I've learned, as you have over the years, no doubt, that how much a person makes is not necessarily the most important factor. People who make more than I do sometimes are tempted to resort to illegal or dishonorable practices in order to increase the amount of their financial income. And likewise, people who make less sometimes are exceedingly honorable in living within the means of that which God has supplied and trusting Him for whatever He wants them to have. And that's the right attitude, not only for pastors, but for everybody. And pastors are called upon to set the example in that matter. But here's the bottom line. If you're called upon to serve in a place where the finances are meager, you need to be sure that you have a clear conscience before God in how you conduct yourself in that situation. You should not be bitter. You should not be resentful. You are supposed to serve eagerly, not for dishonest gain, as Peter puts it here, but eagerly. And I would say, as a word of practical advice, that no one should enter the ministry expecting to receive a large salary. Some men do receive what I would consider to be a large salary. That was a surprise to me when I realized that that is true, when I began to realize, for example, in studying history, that some of the greatest men of God served in places where they were lavishly compensated. Charles Spurgeon, for example, would be one in that category. He pastored a huge church, and he received a very, very large salary compared to most pastors in his day. I mean, he made many, 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 many times more than the average pastor of his day. And yet, if you read his life carefully, you realize that he was very God-honoring in his finances. He didn't hoard and he didn't spend lavishly, but his church wanted him to be well-supported so that finances would not be a burden to him, so that he could have a home that was suitable in every way and so forth, that he could get the medical attention that he needed in a day before insurance, and he did have medical needs. And so his church, which was fully able to, a church of thousands of members, his church supported him very, very handsomely. And I found that there are many of the people that we look to as some of the greatest men of God down through the years who actually were supported in what we would consider, what I would consider to be a very lavish way. And it didn't seem to be an issue with them. I can't say that it wasn't an issue to anyone in their church or in their circumstances, because tongues are always wagging, and I'm sure some people were very critical. But it is true that some men are generously, very generously compensated in pastoral ministry, but I don't think I need to tell you that is the exception, and the average pastor's salary is generally less than he would be able to make in some other line of work. Let's just stipulate that ahead of time. That's not always the case, because some men are very poorly prepared to do anything else, and that's another subject for another day. But most men who are well prepared for pastoral ministry and gifted by God for pastoral ministry have the skills to make a great deal more, a much larger salary in some other field. But they're called of God to pastor. They count that a privilege. They are willing to sacrifice financially for the kingdom of God, and that will only add to their reward in heaven. And I would say to you that if you are unwilling to sacrifice financially, you need to pursue another line of work. You may not be spiritually, emotionally, and temperamentally suited to be a pastor. If you are unwilling to sacrifice, then you need to pursue another line of work. Or if your wife is unwilling to sacrifice, then you need to pursue another line of work. Because nobody should go into the ministry expecting to receive a large salary. If that comes, then that's the goodness, the kindness, the generosity of God, and you need to look at it as coming from Him, and be careful that you manage it wisely and well for His honor and glory, that you set a good example to your church about how those who are nicely taken care of, those who are who make nice salaries, how they live, how they honor the Lord, how they allocate their money, how they give generously, how they don't become materialistically minded and buy things that they don't need just because they're able to. And again, that's another subject, and There's a lot here. And a lot of this really boils down to subjective opinion as to what is suitable, what is God-honoring. And a lot of that just becomes nobody's business but your own. But pastors have to be especially careful here because of their position, because of the way that people are watching them, because of their impact upon the testimony of Christ, they have to be particularly careful. So, dear pastor, and I know that I'm talking to some pastors today, and I know that I'm talking to some pastors today who struggle financially, who are pastoring in small and difficult places, and it is a place that causes you to struggle financially. And I would say my heart goes out to you, and I pray for you, but I do pray not for you, because I don't know you, unless you're one of the people that I actually pray for listening to me today. But there are a number of pastors that I pray for from time to time who are in this exact category. And I just remind you again that the God who calls you and the God who places you is the God who is committed to taking care of you, and He can do it in various ways. The other day I was in the hospital, and I came across a elderly couple who were members of my church, our church, way back in the beginning years, and didn't stay very long, stayed 2 or 3 years and then moved on. But how God used them, and they were not particularly wealthy people, but they were better off than I was, for sure. I was really struggling as a young pastor of a church plant, a new church that had very meager resources, and I was struggling, and how wonderfully God used them. How that man asked if he could take me one day to the mall and to a men's store and bought me 2 new suits, dress suits. That was like giving me $1,000 in those days, because I couldn't have afforded that, but the Lord provided. And I could go on and on as to how the Lord provided my needs, our needs as a family, in ways that had nothing to do with the salary that my church provided. And yet as the church grew, and as the church became more able to raise our salary and to support us adequately and even more than adequately, then those sort of things didn't become necessary anymore. And that doesn't happen to me today like it did then, because I don't need it today like I did then. My circumstances are entirely different. But I've been faithfully pastoring in the same place for 41 years now. And my compensation has gone from very meager to what I consider to be very generous. But I can promise you that in none of those circumstances did I allow money to become an issue in how faithfully I served, in how eagerly I served. I didn't allow temptation to steal money or to scheme to get more money. Never did that. I have a clear conscience before God, and that's what Peter is saying. That's the kind of conscience that all of us need to have before God. Serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly. Oh, may God help us to do so. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.